gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Hello, folks, and welcome to episode 100 of the Random Crap Podcast versus Fanfiction.
Yay! Woo!
Yeah, 100 episodes of us MS Team fanfics. Ain't that awesome? Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Oh, thank God for that. I thought Scott cut out. Sorry, I thought Scott died then. Yeah, 100 episodes of us MS Team fanfics, folks.
Wow, where has the time gone?
Well, technically it hasn't gone yet. We're actually recording this just in case.
Ah.
But, yeah, we're hoping to get to episode 100. It's just I wanted to do it with James because... Yeah, I'm sure Matty won't mind because of what I have planned. A fanfic Matty refuses to go back to.
Wow, that bad?
Yeah, pretty much. I had to pay him last time.
Oh, God.
Now, just to explain to me, our listeners, in case they're, like, brand new to the site and that, as some people know, and some people might not know this, the Random Crap Podcast versus Fanfiction was originally inspired by a podcast swap with another podcast called Rangercast versus Fanfiction, where a bunch of Power Rangers fans would read fanfics in MST-um, much like what we are doing. Only we have expanded to more than just Power Rangers fanfics. We're Cody Oko, Red Dead, Nezzy.
I said nobody is saved.
Yeah, pretty much.
From the wrath of Random Ranger. Rather Odd Ranger.
Or Random Crap Team in general.
Yeah.
Road to City fanfic? Well, you're about to get your fucking...
Write a shitty fanfic. We'll be there. Make a spelling mistake. We'll be there.
To kick you in the teeth. This grammar is terrible. Karate kick!
You're in for a whole world of butt hurt.
Just like poor Jimmy. Who's forced to wear the ballerina dress.
Oh, God.
Anywho, folks. So...
Sarah, I've got pubes stuck in my braces!
Jimmy!
Ed, how many times have I told you if you're gonna skull fuck Jimmy, shave your pubes?
Magic toast. That's the lubricant.
That is so far from the point. Sorry. Anyway, Power Rangers. Yeah, Power Rangers.
Basically, one of the fanfics they did, which I actually quite liked at the time, was Ancient Elements, which is something me and Matty initially picked up. And then it got to a point where I had to pay Matty to read the chapters. So, to honour 100 episodes of our show, and to honour what inspired it, we're basically going to go back and read the first two chapters of 18 Elements. In short, we are remaking their episodes. It's basically the same episode from Rangercast vs. Fanfiction, only this time we're reading it.
Some might call it a cop-out. We say, shut up.
We also say it's me and James reading it. You know it's going to be good.
And here we go.
Considering the opening paragraph on the Ranger Ball page, which is not on the fanfiction.net page, I'm just going to post that to James, and we'll start by reading that after I get a few little bits out of the way. One sec. Blooming thing. Sorry, it's just crashed on me. Typical. Right. Power Rangers, Ancient Elements, revised and better, according to Reigns and Board, written by Crimson Dragon.
Ooh!
Ancient Flame on fanfiction.net. So either A, this is the same writer with a different name, or B, Ancient Flame stole this guy's fanfic. Who knows?
Right.
So, here we go. Episode what? Oh, sorry. The New Heroes, Part 1, Episode 1.1. And I'm just going to quickly read this little paragraph off Rainterboard. Before dinosaurs, before ninjas, magic, before animals. Now, you think ninjas would be the last one?
Yeah, because everything else just sounds like it would take historical precedence before ninjas.
There was one power, the elements, fire, thunder,
whoosh, boom,
water,
splash,
earth,
rock noise,
ice,
burr,
and air. Were the forces of nature and protected the earth. Okay, I'd like to quickly point out, ice is just very, very cold. What the fuck?
Thunder is noise.
Shouldn't that be lightning, if anything?
I guess.
Yeah, but this... Oh, God.
I mean, at least if you're going to have two miscellaneous elements that don't always fall under a category, make them like light and darkness, wood, I don't know. But ice just seems like a second tier of water.
Yeah. And thunder's this noise, what the fuck?
How can you generate thunder without lightning? Shouldn't the element be lightning and then thunder just sort of comes with it?
We're literally like 2 sentences in, folks, and already we've got problems.
We're pissing all over it.
Hang on. They were harnessed by powerful warriors in ancient Greece, known as the Elementists.
Elementalisk?
That's what it says there. I'll put it
okay,
in the spot.
So before dinosaurs and magic animals, ancient Greek warriors called Elementalists existed. Yeah, seems legit.
Now, the power has been reawakened in 6 souls, and those 6 become the Ancient Element Power Rangers!
Long ago, the 4 nations lived in harmony, but everything changed when the Power Rangers attacked.
Yeah! Oh yeah! They just kick hanging the balls. Oh yeah! Oh!
I'm the Red Ranger, I control water! No, I'm the Red Ranger, I control fire! Zuko looks over, bitch, please.
And then Zuko goes, oh god, bitch, please spare me, as he steps on the giant robot. Oh, I'd like to quickly point this out to our listeners. There is no Megazord in this fanfic. These Rangers do not have a giant robot. To me, that's kind of the whole fucking point of Power Rangers. The giant fucking robot.
You spend, like hours watching the show waiting for a giant robot, and then the series is over, and it just kind of flips you off. That's the last thing you see when the credits roll.
This isn't Kamen Rider. There's meant to be a fucking giant robot. If your fanfic is called Power Rangers, then there should be a giant fucking robot. This ain't Kamen Rider. Ugh, oh, anywho.
It's like drinking diet caffeine-free Mountain Dew.
Sorry?
I said it's like drinking diet caffeine-free Mountain Dew. You're completely missing the point.
Ugh. It's like drinking,
non-alcoholic beer.
To get that pretty lady drunk so you can hit on her. And you're using non-alcohol beer to get her drunk.
You're going to be here a while.
Yeah, you're going to be here.
By the time it's over, you're not going to be satisfied.
You're better off just using the 6-pack, you know, to knock her out and having your way. I'm just saying. We're not saying we support that. We're just saying.
Here at the Random Crap Podcast versus Fan Fiction, we do not condone hitting a woman upside the head with a 6-pack and then raping her body.
It's not something we would do, we're just saying.
God damn it, these disclaimers are getting out of hand. We're not podcasts versus fanfiction. Do not condone beheading people's bodies and then having sex with them. Nor do we condone having sex with chickens.
We're all for freedom of speech, folks. We're just saying. Though, to be fair, there used to be a former co-host on the show, and he reads stuff like Alvin the Chipmunk's anti-rape fanfics.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was basically anti-rape fanfic, but the plot was basically the Chipex get raped.
Okay.
Oh, and Snoop Dogg was their babysitter, while Dave was in London to see the new Harry Potter film.
Okay. Give me a link.
I'll bet you I'll send you the MP3 file later.
Okay.
Before we go to work.
Anyway.
Yeah, so anywho. Ancient Elements, The New Heroes Part 1, Episode 1.1. Fountain Heights, NJ, June 29th, 2007, 7:45 p.m.
Wait, you mean to tell me that this story takes place in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, please crush Snooki. Please let there be a freaking giant robot or a monster or something, and it just crushes Snooki and then scrapes her body off of its foot.
Just me. It does get good. I didn't realize that's what NJ stood for.
Yeah, it's fucking New Jersey.
Oh, fuck. Oh, nah, putties! We got ourselves a situation!
Oh, my God.
Oh my god, putties!
I was just saying, I just have this weird image of a fanfic of the cast of Jersey Shore becoming the next Power Rangers.
It could be worse. It could be like that actual fanfic Sci-Fi Channel made into a movie. Jersey Shore Shark Attack.
Oh my god.
It could also be worse. They all could say, "We're Power Rangers!" Everyone looks confused. It's a Jersey thing!
No, it's not! It's Japanese!
Nah, Jersey, man! All the way! God, shut up! Jaden, the Red Samurai, just walks up to him and decapitates one of them. Fuck you, guys! Fuck you!
All the public execution.
Just have the robot stamp on them. You know what? I think we'll let the Nylox take New Jersey. Second. Oh, on the fanfic. It was a warm Friday night in the park. The summer movies were on, and Ian was with his friends Brad, Nick, and Rye, scoping out the girls. Damn, Fountain Heights has the hottest girls. I know that they love me, said Brad. He was 5'7" and had dark brown hair and a Caesar cut.
Oh my god, he already sounds like a douche.
I know, and one of... Oh, hang on. There's a special way I've got to read Ian's lines. It's just like Herb. I know, and one of them if they come up to me, remarked Ian. Ian was a tall kid, but a somewhat skinny frame, about 5'10", and had saggy, dirty blonde hair. Oh, there's Chloe and Sarah! He had a big crush on Chloe, and when they met on occasions, she seemed really happy. But his friends thought that she was just being nice.
Girls, please, why are you hanging out with these assholes? You can do so much better.
Oh, trust me, these girls ain't as bright. One of them in chapter 3 is basically like, you're from Spain, right? And he's like, no, panic. Same thing, right?
I'm glad I read ahead because now I know what I'm going to do for Rye. Ian, you have to realize that you have to go up to the girls, not wait for them to come to you, chimed in Rye. He was about 5'8 and had red hair, which was unusual for a Russian. If you really like Chloe, tell her.
Oh, I smash you with sickle.
I sound like Nico Bellic from... Right. I sound like a Russian guy from a popular video game. Is that okay? Yeah, that works. Awesome.
You couldn't sound like Colossus? Darkstar, are you not about the communists? Oh god, I was actually watching that the other day. The episode of the 90s X-Men with Colossus in it.
God.
I come looking for work, yes?
In Soviet Russia, Power Rangers Mighty Morph U.
Nick was in the background, quiet as usual. He was 5'5", Hispanic, and shaved his head. And another of Ian's...
Like, just then and there?
Hey, Nick, what are you doing?
It was really hot.
And another of Ian's...
But it didn't cool me off.
Senor.
What for Nick?
And another of Ian's closest friends. Hey, Ian, they're coming over here, he warned. Ian, girls, what do we do? Run away!
God. Girls are smelly, he's right, they are. Chloe and Sarah ran up to the four guys. Sarah was about 5'7 and had long blonde hair, while Chloe was 5'5 and had black hair with light blue highlights. Ugh. Ian! Chloe screamed as she walked up to him. Hey, Ian calmly remarked, I'm right here, you don't have to scream.
Hey!
He wasn't the best at starting a conversation with girls and had some self-confidence problems. Hi, Brad, said Sarah. Sexy tone. Hey, Brad! Hey, Sarah, he replied back.
Nervously. Those pills ain't working yet? Nope! He just starts scratching her ball sack. She's like...
She opens up her purse. The guy kind of peeks in. Whoa, wait, are those cigarettes? I didn't know you smoke. Like, it all makes sense now. The way my car smells after I drop you off from work. The other guy goes, I'll say it, the 3-pack-a-day voice.
And here, we just thought you were a dude. It dragged.
Oh, okay, that's awesome. So my weird feelings for you aren't that weird anymore. So does this mean we'll hook up? Yeah, just don't talk. Ever.
Just put this ball gag in your mouth. I'd rather not...
Oh, I like it rough.
I'd rather not have my dick smelling of smoke. After you blow me, okay? So let's put this ball gag in. He goes home, and they're like, Brad, have you been smoking? No, my girlfriend's just giving me another blowjob. Oh, okay.
Have you been snogging an ashtray? Eh, basically.
It was basically silent from then on out. Awkward, even. Ian didn't know what to say, and the girls left to go with their friends.
God damn. Well, Ian, you... He was cut off by Ian in mid-sentence. I blew my chance with Chloe. I know, damn, why can't I start a good conversation, or drink, whatever, said Ian, who was depressed at what just happened.
Elsewhere on the Dark Core ship.
Dun, dun, dun.
I've got to point out, they haven't got, like, a change scene. It just says Dark Core ship.
Yeah.
Right by the moon sat an oval-shaped spaceship. It was carrying three of the deadliest and most dangerous fiends not yet known.
So why should we give a shit?
Because they're evil and aliens. And it's Power Rangers. No, you're right. Why should we give a shit?
I mean, you could still explain why they were deadly and evil and stuff like that. It's just... It's irrelevant to the people of Earth because they don't know, but we as readers should know.
Maybe the dialogue will explain. So, my plan is set. We will knock out the human population on Earth with a meteor and loot its resources to sell. But more importantly, kill that doctor, declared Arcadino.
Holy crap, what kind of doctor?
Not that kind, sadly.
Damn it.
So it does sound like they've just stolen the Savine plan from the first series of the relaunch series.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And how the hell would you destroy Earth with a meteor? How can you control a meteor?
Well, I think it's more of a case of wiping out the population, making it easier to mine for resources.
Yeah, but it says knock out the human population on Earth with a meteor. How could you control a meteor? Are you just going to wait for a meteor?
They probably just got one of the giant tractor beam.
I guess, but I mean, I could just see just like, you know, a crewman on the ship going... So, wait, you mean to tell me the plan is just wait for a meteor to just hit Earth? That doesn't sound very evil. Well, we have the technology to stop the meteor, but we won't.
Okay. Declared Articuno, a space pirate made of stone. Standing in front of him were his two generals, Claudex and Despera.
I want to get on the meteor ready to strike my master, said Dasafa. He was an ancient knight and had rusted, but was still a powerful warrior. He walked to the attack room of the ship and readied for the attack, while Claudex was busy scoping out Earth.
I see that one human is miserable, she cackled.
Claudex, don't do that again.
Yes, master. But there are at least 500 more miserable, pathetic beings. She had the telescope on Ian and his friends, conveniently.
Back on a more relevant setting. Dude, what the hell is that? It looks like a giant telescope!
What the fuck is that? Where the fuck that came from? Ian, stop moaning about how you blew your chance at Chloe. Look at this, man! Back in Fountain Heights, 8:30 p.m.
Ian was thinking hard. Okay.
Yes! Oh, yeah, Chloe! Dude, we're sitting right here in your bedroom. Yeah, I know! Oh, yeah, Chloe! Yeah, yeah!
Why do we come here? His mom's a MILF with really good cookies. Oh! I can live with that. But why are we in his room? His mom's downstairs. In her pajamas. She sleeps naked. I know! Ian was thinking hard. What can I do to get Chloe? Maybe if I tease her and pull her hair and stuff like that. I just know that she really likes me, but it needs to come out.
Okay, hang on. Gee, let's just hope she doesn't come out and say, Ian! Dating has made me realize how much of a lesbian I am.
Oh my... Oh, soul-crushing.
He's all like, so I'm basically so good it made you a lesbian? And she's like, well, if that's how you want to think it, then who am I to ruin your dreams? Ian, asked Brad, why are you so spaced out? It's nothing. Just thinking about Chloe, he replied, after snapping out a deep thought. Get it through your head that Chloe doesn't like you. And if she actually does, then step up, he yelled, punching Ian in the chest, hurting him.
Wow, these friends are so nice to each other. S, Ian sputtered. What? Why is he just saying S? Is that supposed to be, like, a bleeped shit or something?
Maybe it's more like C's.
S, Ian sputtered. Why the hell did you have to do that?
Just return in Japanese! They do it in anime! And anime's cool. You ever watch Dragon Ball Z? Be fucking awesome, the same. You know, the planet's about to explode in 5 minutes. It's spent over 28 episodes!
The planet's about to blow up 3 seasons later.
I don't know. I guess I just did. Do you want more? Brad said arrogantly.
Brad is an... I don't have any friends that would just punch me and say,
He walks up in the morning to Ian's house with a box of donuts. Morning, Ian! Yeah, what's up, Brad? Punches him in the face. That's up, dude! Good morning! Kicks him in the balls and just drops the donuts on top of him. And, like, whistles and a load of, like, animals come over and start eating the donuts off his face. And,
yeah,
like...
I was hanging out with Weird Al. I got this box of one dozen rabid weasels.
Here you go, throws it in his face. Oh, God!
I'm gonna go have sex, Chloe. Tell your mom I said hi.
And then I'm gonna have sex with her, and then I'm gonna have sex with Chloe and your mom. And then I'm gonna post it on YouTube. All over, and screen cap it and post it all over your Facebook.
Oh my God.
Right, next to those photos I took with my cock in your mouth when you were asleep. And I wrote on your forehead.
Long YOLO.
Insert penis here.
Rye got in between the two before they could come to blows. Guys, stop it, okay? This is Ian's business, Brad, and he needs to handle this himself. Ian thanked Rye and went back to thinking of ideas, which he was a master at. He could think of tons of ideas, but none of them usually worked. Oh, so you're a master of thinking of shit ideas? Oh, it's good to know you're going to be the team leader.
So he's a troll fanfic writer?
It looks like it.
Oh!
Guys, stop it. Look, guys, stop it, okay? This is Ian's business, Brad, and he needs to handle this himself. Thanks, man. At least you understand. Pussy.
In Russia, pussy means brilliant scientist. Jackass.
I think it'll make him feel better.
Apparently, we sifted again. Chloe and Sarah at the popcorn stand talking to other friends. Do you think that Ian likes me? Asked Chloe. I think so, but he's shy, you know, answered Sarah. He's pretty cute too. You like the guys that are all tall and have dark blonde hair, so he is a perfect fit. Plus, I've heard rumours that he is wild, and that is something you like too. I know, but I don't want to look like I want him too bad. He should come to me, said Chloe, clearly frustrated. Okay, so let me get this straight. You have a fixed set of criteria for your man. They have to be wild party addicts, and dark blonde hair, and skinny.
He fits all of this.
Except...
Yet you want him to make the first move.
Yeah.
You poor bitch.
You know, I have no doubt she's clearly not a virgin. I'm just saying. These two sound like...
They're all from New Jersey. None of them are virgins.
These two sound like the type of girls who would go to a party, get pissed up, and not act shocked that they're in bed with, like... five members of the football team.
I'm pretty sure if you looked around hard enough, you would see a picture of them with a screen cap on it that says Brazers.
Or slash B.
God. Hey, be respectful. That's just awful, Lee.
With screen caps from Skip Cam of them.
Oh, God.
They go on to Spankwire or some dodgy website like that, and it's just 10 minutes footage of them making out. He's just online, he's like, no! No! Brad just comes in and goes, hey, ladies!
Hey, I remember that night. I was the guy holding the camera.
Yeah, you're gonna love this next bit, Ian. They go down on me. Oh, God, no! Yep, best blowjob ever.
The guys were leaving when Nick heard something. It sounded like a rocket or a bomb dropping. Shit! No, it's Johnny 2x4. I regret nothing!
He just collapses in front of them dead and like, who the fuck's this kid? One fanfic idiots! Thinks the elephant's God.
A TARDIS appears and the Doctor sticks his head out, explaining that the internet is starting to blend together.
What the hell? Nick yelled as he saw the meteor come down and strike. Oh, wait, Nick's Hispanic one, ain't he?
Yeah.
Oh. What the hell, senor?
¿Qué pasa?
What the hell, senor? Nick yelled as he saw the meteor come down and strike right by the forest about 5 miles away. They covered their faces and expected to die, as did Chloe and Sarah. But a miracle saved them. You know, a miracle day. Wink, wink, nuds, nuds. As each was engulfed in a coloured light and transported to a place made almost entirely of stone and had computers all around. It had a few vases with flowers and file cabinets were in the corner, as was a desk on the opposite side.
Where are we? Said Rye, confused.
It looks like we're in some city, like what used to be an office, and it's sort of been turned into like a cheaply made Power Rangers fan film set. Just saying. An old man got out of the chair and walked over to the 16s, looking them over, evaluating them.
Hello, I am Dr. Ancient Alien, and this is the AE base, he said.
I thought it... Ancient? What kind of name's that?
I have no fucking clue.
I'm a dirty old man who's just adopted you 16 ages.
I'll let you see the Dragon Ball if you let me see Chloe's panties. But I'm not wearing panties. That's not my problem.
Even better. Oh, I could die happy.
Let me see that wound that never healed.
The what? Asked Nick.
I said the wound that never healed, you dumb Spaniard.
I can't believe your country gave us wreck.
The AE base, the home of the ancient elements, and you six are chosen to become Power Rangers.
Where's Alpha 5? That's where. They were all.
Wow, does that mean we get a giant robot? Yeah, sure.
Here you go, you just place a toy over. Knock yourself out. They were all stunned at what he just said. Power Rangers? Isn't that a kid's show? Chloe remarked.
Ian spoke up. No, it's real.
Everyone turned around and looked at him. The fuck, Ian? It's on Nickelodeon. Oh, wait, no, this is 2007. The fuck, Ian? It's on Disney Channel. What do you mean it's fucking real?
And you know this how? Questioned Sarah. Do you really believe this guy?
In fact, I do. I don't know how to put it, but this seems very real and mystical. We might be destined to be Rangers, he said calmly.
What the shit?
Can you say, hey, Jay, what's the bet? This guy's name is Ian, and he has some friends named Brad, Nick, and Rye, and he's got a cousin, a girl named Chloe, who has a friend named Sarah. What's the bet? What's the bet?
Why the fuck is he just being all cool and mellow? Oh yeah, freaking Power Rangers, alright.
German!
Shut up, Ian! There's no such thing as destiny, Brad yelled.
Dr. Ancient then chimed in on the argument. Then why are you alive? The answer is destiny! You six must become Power Rangers to live!
Everyone starts freaking out. Is that a fucking threat?
Pulls out a gun. Fuck yeah, motherfuckers!
He asked them, then why are you alive? Ian goes, because the condom broke?
Oh.
you're supposed to become Power Rangers to live. Okay, we get that, but what happened to everyone else? Are they still alive? Asked Chloe.
I am sorry, Destined Ones. The meteor wiped out almost everyone on Earth.
Holy shit!
Only a
it's
few...
It's been 5 minutes!
Yeah, the meteor wiped out everyone. Hang on. The meteor wiped out almost everyone on Earth. Only a few humans remain, but they are in bad shape. You're the last defense against Articuno and his army, he said.
Articuno, the freaking Pokemon?
Arcadono and his army, he said solemnly. This is Arcadono!
He pressed some buttons on one of the computers, and a picture of a stone warrior appeared.
So that's Arcadono, asked Brad, confused and scared at the same time.
Yes, that is! And these are his two generals, he said as he pressed another button. A picture of a knight and a cloud-like woman occupied the screen.
So, you are going to have us defeat these guys? Asked Nick, sarcastically. He was very skeptical about this, and only cared about the fate of his relatives. The others were the same way, except for Ian, who was taking this all in and evaluating it. Yeah, my MILF mom's dead. Too bad. I'm a Power Ranger now!
Fuck people, I'm a Power Ranger, I do what I want.
To be fair, shouldn't it have been their job as Power Rangers to stop the end of the world?
Yeah, I mean... The only people who could have saved the world are the Power Rangers, but now the world's destroyed, so it seems kind of redundant. what the hell is the point? Well, I was going to call you before the meteorite hit, but, porn.
Some chicken of fence maid suddenly pops up behind the door. Doctor, ain't you like you still need sucky sucky?
You don't know, Elizabella, or whatever your name is.
My name's Adam! Yeah, whatever.
Wait, what?
Dr. Angel Alien went over to a desk and pulled out a briefcase. Inside were 6 black cell phones with a symbol engraved on each. Take one! They will be your power source. You will become the Ancient Element Power Rangers. Dude, I have an iPhone. This thing looks like a piece of crap.
Don't question him back as you whack him with a walking stick.
One guy goes, it's not even a flip phone. What the hell is this?
2007, you idiots!
Jesus.
Could be worse. It could be like those big, bulky 90s mobile phones.
No, because those would still be kind of cool, because those are indestructible.
Well, but yeah, it could be like that World War II thing Gil had in Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. Yeah, right, answered Brad. We are not going to risk our lives. How do we know that you aren't lying and just want a personal security force? Well, that is probably the dumbest question I've ever seen in a fanfic.
Oh, shit. From the background, Ian stepped forward and took the cell phone with the flame on it. He is telling the truth. I can't explain it, but it seems like fate for us to be Rangers. And we probably are all going to die anyway, so why not go out in a blaze of glory?
Okay. Why is he acting like an idiot?
I don't know. Why are you just being so cool about this? It seems like instead of coming up with actual good and gripping dialogue and a proper explanation to why this is happening, he's just having that one character be, come on, let's just do it, whatever. I can't explain it, but I feel like we need to do this because we have to. But why? Because we have to. But why? Because we have to. But why? Because we have to.
By the way.
It's like the RPG isn't going to progress unless you click on OK.
Yeah. In his mind, he's like, well, the fate of the human race relies on us having kids with Chloe and Sarah. I better man up, because I don't want sloppy seconds again. OK.
Okay, Ian, now that you are the Ancient Flame Red Ranger, you need to know how to work your morpher. Press 347 and the cell phone will transform into a morpher. Then press the flame and call Power of Flames and you become a ranger, commanded Dr. Ancient. He peered over a screen that had a worried look. There were dynamites outside of the base!
Our planet just got hit by an asteroid. I don't think dynamite is going to do anything to this place.
No, that's the name of the foot soldiers. They've got giant sticks of dynamite.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Ian looked over his morpher. He was going to do this no matter what. Okay, I hope I am a powerful ranger, he said he was about to exit the door, but was stopped by Chloe.
This is so brave of you, Ian, trying to save the world.
You know, fucking meteorite just wiped out the entire population, but, you know.
All of our family and friends and loved ones are dead. But we're here with you, we're your friends. I said my friends.
I want to tell you that I love you, she said as she kissed him on the lips. What happened to the whole, I don't want to make the first move thing?
And she's a whore.
Yeah. I feel the same way, Chloe. I just didn't have the confidence until now. I hope that I come back alive in this, and we can be boyfriend and girlfriend, he said as he kissed her again and left the base.
The whole world just came to an end, and you're worried about being boyfriend and girlfriend, about going steady with someone? Really?
And also that line, and we could be boyfriend and girlfriend!
What are you, six?
Probably. Maybe you're for this.
Dr. Ancient Alien, however you pronounce his fucked up name. But these are the people you chose to safeguard humanity to become the new Power Rangers?
Bunch of fucking people from New Jersey.
You're an asshole.
You don't give a shit about humanity. What the hell, dude?
Ugh. Nice job, Chloe. I think you picked the right guy. One that will risk his life for you, remarked Sarah.
As he lit up another cigarette.
I need cigarettes! It helps me to breathe!
What do you think we're doing after defeating these robots is going on a cigarette hunt. Oh, yeah, I needed that. I'm down to my last 20. That will barely get me through the hard winter. Ian was outside of the AE base, where he saw about 20 dynamites! Circle-exploding aliens. Hey, dynamites, look who's here! Power flames! He yelled as he started to morph.
You must press 1 or 0 before dialing this number. Shit, I forgot to press 347! He was engulfed in flames, and when they retreated, he was in a red bodysuit. On it was a brown flame on his chest and brown lines from his hips to his shoulders. He had brown gloves, boots, and a belt. On his knees and elbows was an arrow-like symbol. His helmet was brown, with a red flame circled centered around it.
Ancient Flame, he yelled as he stared down the dynamite.
Why the hell is the secondary color for his outfit brown?
That's gotta be a horrible looking combo.
No kidding, I mean, you're fire! Make it yellow or orange or something.
That's like...
It looks like you look like a flaming turd.
Yeah.
This is Diabolico. Thank you for listening.
This is Mezagog. I have a favor to ask. I want you to die.
I'm Chris Panero, and I approve of this podcast. RangerCast is the only podcast officially sanctioned by the United Alliance of Evil. Check us out at www.rangercast.net. United Alliance of Evil, destroying planets for 10,000 years and counting.